وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. When we look at humanity, we have to see what makes humans humans. Because if we don't know who we are and what makes us us, then obviously we will transgress, we will cross the boundaries, we will cross the limits that has been set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the more we get to know ourselves, the more we get to know our world, we get to know the people around us. And when it comes to the self-discovery, to find who we are and what makes us human and how we should interact with other humans, there is no place better than the Quran itself. The Holy Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not merely a book that was sent down for me and you just to read and get the blessings and get the reward. Rather, it's a book that was meant to be applied in life. It is meant to be a book of guidance, a book of conduct, a book of behavior, a book of how to interact and how to do and how to navigate your way through life. So when we want to find out who we are and what we should have and how we should be, obviously we cannot go beyond the Quran. The Quran mentions many qualities and traits that a person needs to have in order to become a human and treat his other fellow human beings in the same respect. Previously, we have mentioned a few traits like sabr and like taqwa, and we said they are vital. One of the traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that we need to have, and that is shukr, gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The concept of gratitude and shukr in Islam is closely related to human rights. So in order to understand how that works, we need to see what the Quran has to say in this regard. So I will mention one of these verses in the Quran, and inshallah, we will see what we can learn from this particular verse. There's a verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this verse in chapter Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 7, Allah says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And when your Lord proclaimed that if you are grateful, I will surely increase in favor, of course. But if you deny, then my punishment is severe. So the choice is yours. You can be grateful, give gratitude, give shukr, and I will increase. Or you can deny, and obviously, then you will have punishment, and you won't get anything in return. Now, this verse highlights a very important concept, which is shukr, that we need to look at thoroughly and try to understand. Obviously, this show is not an akhlaq show, it's not about ethics, so we can't really dive into too much details, because we want to get to the point where it's related to our program, which is the human rights. So before we dive into this verse, let us take a short break, and then we will come back and we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we mentioned the verse from chapter 14, verse 7, where Allah says that if you're grateful, if you're thankful, I will increase. And if you are, you know, if you want to deny, then obviously you'll get the opposite to an increase, which is a decrease. This verse reminds us of the importance of gratitude and its benefits. It is a proclamation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if you are grateful to Him, so He proclaims that He will increase us in blessings and favor. And keep in mind, when Allah proclaims something, Allah always, always does what He proclaims. Sometimes I might make a claim or proclaim to do something, but I can break that proclaim that I made, or that promise that I made, or the word that I gave. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never does that. Allahu la yukhliful mi'ad, as He says in the Quran. So if He says that if you be grateful, I will give you, then He really, truly will. This is a clear indication that gratitude is a mean of obtaining more blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, if we deny or show any gratitude, then we may incur the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verse also highlights the severity of Allah's punishment, which serves as a warning to those who are ungrateful. It shows that Allah's mercy and blessings are not to be taken for granted, that we should express gratitude for them. The verse also emphasizes the fact that gratitude is a matter of choice. It is up to us to choose whether to be grateful or not. If we choose to be grateful, we will be rewarded with more blessings. And if we choose to be ungrateful, we may be punished. When we want to link this verse to human rights, we can say that the concept of gratitude, it is related to human rights as it promotes positive attitude towards oneself, towards others, and towards the world. When one is grateful, they are more likely to value and appreciate the right of other people and the right of others, and take a step to protect and promote them. And this is what we are trying to do here. So when we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we look at ourselves and we find out that Allah has blessed me and you with so much, what we tend to do is we say, thank you, O Allah, for all these blessings. And then we reflect that, because a person who is grateful to Allah will also be grateful to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shukr, it's been said, it's not just to say Alhamdulillah or Ashukrulillah. Yes, this is a verbal shukr. But there's a practical shukr. There's a practical gratitude of saying thanks to Allah. And that is to give from that which Allah has given you. If Allah has given you wealth, you help and give it to those who are in need as well. Therefore, you've done your shukr. So Allah says, now you've done shukr, you've given to people, surely I'll increase. So you can see there's a relationship between gratitude and human rights. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, Stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.